Joining us next is Madafo Lloyd Wilson, a musician and storyteller. Madafo is steeped in the tradition of the griot, an individual responsible for keeping alive the history, traditions, principles, and the values of a people. Madafo is the author of The Greedy Hyena, a book for children. He's also the host, writer, and director of A Season's Griot, which originates at WHQR and is the only national Kwanzaa program on public radio. And tonight, Madafo presents his retelling of The Little Drummer Boy. Madafo?
Iyale koko koko, iyale koko kekeleke bangazule.
One warm summer's eve, thousands of years ago, in a tiny, quiet village, somewhere in East Africa, a young sheep herder came down from the hills and made his way to a certain barn where a newborn baby boy lay, cooing and gurgling on a fresh mound of hay, wrapped in mud cloth and kinte. Throughout his young nomadic life, this sheep herder faithfully watched over his family's flock, attending his herd responsibly and carrying out his duties exactly as his ancestors had done so many eons ago. He was tall for his age, slight of build, but strong. His eyes, a light hazel. To stare into them was like looking into the sun. His skin was the color of the night, the blackest of black, and his ever-present smile uncovered perfect teeth as white as the snows atop Kilimanjaro. The shepherd boy's hair, as black as his skin, was dread and fell evenly to his shoulders. In many ways, he favored the lions, cheetahs, and hyenas from whom he protected his flock. This shepherd boy, the eldest of 8 siblings, and at such a young age, was the epitome of determination and confidence. These gifts he gleaned from the proper care and acceptance of his responsibility to his flock. He bore a staff carved from the limb of a baobab tree, a sheepskin pouch which included, among other items, a flute slung over one shoulder, and a beautifully engraved djembe, a gift from his father, hung down his back. This sheep herder was now outgrowing his age in every aspect of spirit and understanding. He asked countless questions, listened intently to the elders, practiced the traditions, and remembered the stories, folk tales, and myths that his grandfather had told him. Myths passed down through the ages, from one generation to the other, folk tales of times when that spoke from his story, stories of legacy that imparted a keener sense of self, of how he fit in the total scheme of things. Traditions that grounded him and set his understanding firmly within an ever-changing universe. Now that he had come of age, the sheep herder would be an initiate to the way of the griot, for he had shown himself worthy of such a reward.
Blegende wuzuku, ayela laji, bezeka laji wulu, awazaleji.
The griots, a unique hand-picked sect of individuals charged with the responsibility to remember the history and traditions of the people. They are the storytellers, musicians and historians, poets, teachers, spokespersons, genealogists, the ones responsible for keeping alive the principles and values of the people. What an honor. What an honor this was just to be considered. His study would take many years apprenticeship, but with patience and diligence, he would learn the way of the griot. Of all the myths, tales, and stories this young sheepherder had to learn, the one that impressed him most was a prophecy about a baby boy whose destiny was to save the world from hatred, greed, despair, and self-destruction. And he was to accomplish this simply through his love and devotion to all mankind. Through his love and devotion through all mankind. Through his love and devotion for all mankind. Iale koko loko koko ko, iale keke keke ke, iale koko koko ko, iale ye keke keke. Now, I must tell you, this same prophecy that speaks of the coming of peace also speaks of an era when mankind must first come face to face with his own spirit, the spirit of cruelty, of man's inhumanity to man. And it is said that in that time, mankind will separate himself from the good and follow the path of the evil. Manufacturing bombs to destroy his brothers en masse and avoiding his guardianship to his most important element in the universe, the children, leaving them to fend for themselves, locking them away in cages. Our children, our most precious jewels. And it is foretold, in that day of reckoning, a purging of the devils of mankind will take place. It will be a global movement of cleansing, a rebirth of a universal peace that will reign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it is said that a child will lead the way in this movement of peace. And so, the time of which the ancestors had spoken, elders wrote volumes, and griots created songs and rhymes about, has come, has finally come. A time when we must play a different role in the lives of our children and teach them that life is to be embraced, and all things that set us against one another, such as war and hatred, are obsolete. As the shepherd boy slowly entered the barn, his emotions ebbed and flowed between a sense of calm and anticipation. He thought, is this really he? Had the savior of mankind finally come? All around him were people, travelers from afar, there to pay homage, whispering the same question, kneeling and staring, trance-like, awed at the presence of the holy child. Is it he? They whispered. Even the beast offered their special den, their distinct, low, quieted hisses, grunts, and snorts. Somehow, they knew. Somehow, they knew. All day long, and deep into the night, others came to welcome the Blessed One into the world. From the west, three magi traveled across the Sahara to witness the historic birth of the one whom the stars had prophesied. And they, in all their royalty and kingly ways, knelt in submission and respect. As they bowed low to present their gifts to the child, there were others too who came, shepherds guided to this sacred holy place by a bright star. By a bright star that hovered over the little barn that sheltered this historic ingathering. It lit up the night sky like a comet that had finally found its destination. Throughout the night, the music of the heavens could be heard. As the angels sang songs of praise and played their harps of light, the Blessed One, the Prince of Peace, has come.
The Blessed One, the Prince of Peace, has come. The Blessed One, the Prince of Peace, has come.
As the shepherd boy observed this amazing procession of spirits, each of the visitors came forth to lay their precious gifts before the infant prince. He felt compelled to also make an offering, somehow pay homage to the baby boy who was destined to change the hearts, minds, and souls of the world. But what could he give? A lowly shepherd who owned only the clothes he wore and the drum his father had given him for his birthday. How could he, a lowly shepherd boy, honor such a vaunted spirit? There is an ancient saying that as the clock winds towards the midnight hour on Christmas Eve, all beasts can hear a quiet drumming, a rhythm so peaceful. The lion is compelled to lay with the lamb. The nobleman becomes the servant. Sadness gives way to joyousness, and all humankind basks in the glorious spirit of love, peace, and compassion. Listen. Listen. Do you hear what I hear? The shepherd boy found the gift for which he was searching. It was with him all the while. Isn't that the way it always is? Sometimes that one thing we yearn so much for, we think it's out of reach, impossible to grasp. Sometimes that which we seek is right there in front of us. The shepherd boy sat in the corner of the old barn and played his drum, now with a new vigor and a keener understanding of his gift. His gift for all mankind. And all who listened heard it, and the blessed babe, the Savior, the Prince of Peace, smiled.
Thank you, Madafo. That was Madafo Lloyd Wilson retelling the story of the Little Drummer Boy.